This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Why do we need so much identification to write a personal check? Leroy draws today's insight from Isaiah chapter 26. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Some time back, when I was buying a pair of shoes, the salesman wanted to see my driver's license and two major credit cards before he would take my personal check. After I produced all the identification he wanted, I said, "Do you know why you need all this?" "Yes," he said, "it's store policy." "Maybe it is," I said, "but that's not the real reason." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "The real reason why you need all this identification is Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If man wasn't sinful, you wouldn't need all this." He agreed. When a major business transaction is made today, it is taken for granted that there will be a battery of lawyers on both sides, contracts loaded with fine print, each person trying to ensure his own protection. You see, our whole society is built around the premise that a man's word is no good and cannot be trusted. But that is never an issue when we deal with God and His Word. God always speaks the truth, and He is always faithful to His truthful Word. And at this very point, the devil has achieved a master stroke to keep millions of people from the gates of heaven. He has deluded people into thinking that the Bible is a bunch of myths passed down from generation to generation in the most haphazard fashion, and therefore it cannot be believed. Think of it. God has staked His very character and reputation on the fact that His Word is true and trustworthy. And the very thing in the world, supported by the faithfulness of God, is the thing that millions have been led to mistrust and thereby miss the kingdom of God. As I read the Old Testament prophets, I am struck with the fact they did not fritter away their time on peripheral issues. Instead, when they spoke of God, they focused on His integrity and trustworthiness. Listen to the words of Isaiah in today's reading from chapter 26, verse 3. "Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. God is ready, willing, and able to fulfill His word in our lives. He has the power to bring it to pass. You don't need a lawyer to deal with God. All it takes is simple faith in His word. Then we can say with the prophet in Isaiah 26, verse 9, 'With my soul have I desired thee. I will seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.'" Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, from Isaiah chapters 28 through 30, Leroy reminds us that there are no shortcuts to spiritual maturity. Join us on Daily Discipleship.